Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyotim, Klal Samachay, Simin Vav. So the Chayyotim says, B'roi Shalala Acher Gil Mayamim, Rach Yivarach Tekev Kishi Yochol. So even though we mentioned a 30-day concept, that's one with Jacob B'Riyab, but L'chad Chil, a person should say the bracha of Birchas Hagamah within 3 days after the recovery or after the person arrived from the Derech, so he should say it chachila within the first 3 days. If he did not do that, so he can say it later on. So that's the 3 days is not a ma'akev. 3 days is just the chachila. It's nochon. It's appropriate not to wait more than 3 days, but he has a tashlumen as long as possible. Okay, the filam motza b'yom gimel. You work with the Torah. If you have 3 people available, if you have 10 people available within 3 days, it's better to do that. You work with the Torah below Sefer Torah. So even though our minhag is to say it in front of the Sefer Torah, b'shas kriyas haTorah, but if you have this opportunity to say it within 3 days without the Sefer Torah, that would be better than waiting until you have an opportunity to say with the Sefer Torah. Well, Yamtin ad Yom Hei, and don't wait till, let's say for argument's sake, Yom Hei, where they're going to do Kriyas HaTorah. So if a scenario, a person travels to Israel, and he arrives the time, now with quarantining, so he's not going to be able to go to Minyan right away. So he comes on Sunday, he arrives on Sunday, evening, so he'll miss Monday morning. He'll be able to say Thursday, but he has before Thursday already. He's by a minion on Wednesday, or Tuesday or Wednesday. So that would be better, according to the Chayyotim, to say it then rather than to wait to the Sefer Torah. There's no time limit to when the person can say this. If a person, whatever reason, did not do it earlier, he could do it later. And then there's no time limit. The person has a chiyuv to say it. It could be 2 months, 3 months later. Women also have a chiyuv of saying Birchas Hagamol. So a woman should say it in front of 10 people. Now, the 10 people that we're talking about, so who are these 10 people? Are we talking about 10 men? So preferably it should be 10 men, because it says Lashon of it should be a kahal, and a kahal is 10 people. Mr. Brewer, when he talks about this, says if that option is not available, she can say it in front of the women as long as there's one man there. Her husband could be there, her father could be there. So there's one man and there's a total of 10 people. So that also is Mekayim, this inyan of saying it for Hesia, thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The main thing is not a halachic minyan, the main thing is Shabbat to Kodesh Baruch Hu in a large group of people. And we know that a minyan of 10 people is considered a large group. So that's the main point. It's not specifically a halachic minyan. And that's the chiddush that Mishnah Berurah is saying, and this is in Reshit Tes, Sif Katan Gimel. A katan does not say Birchas HaGomel, because he cannot say HaGomel HaYavim Tovos. So the nusach of the bracha means that even though a person does not necessarily deserve it, so he deserves to be punished, but the Bershim is Gemel Tovos to the person even so. So a katan who is not chayiv in mitzvahs, he doesn't have an oinshim yet. So the concept of gemel chayivim tovos doesn't apply to him, and therefore the Shabur says even based on the concept of chinuch, we do not have the katan say the bracha, because the bracha is totally not appropriate for him to say. Now, it doesn't mean that the person can't. When a person says every morning HaGomel Chasidim Tovim L'mo Yisrael in Birchas HaShachar, at the end of the bracha of Amar Vashena, we end up with HaGomel Chasidim Tovim L'mo Yisrael, so a person could have in mind a father for his child or even a child himself, that thank you Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Bershim is Gomel Chasidim Tovim to him, so that a person can have in mind, and a parent could have in mind for a child over there as well. Share with you a thought from my Rashiva, Rav Isaac Osband, that Rashi Rav Isaac said, so basically we're saying the equivalent of a Birchas HaGomel every morning. So why is it that we say Birchas HaGomel every morning? He says, in Europe it was very understandable, the fact that a person made it alive from his home all the way to shul and he wasn't beaten up by the goyim along the way, a person has the bench garmel. The fact that he made it from his house to the shul, it gives you a little bit of a window into the world that he grew up in and that he lived in, how they understood the challenges, the dangers that they lived in. We want to clarify a few more points about this bracha, and we'll do that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.